Martin, this sounds like lawyers are going to get less money. Are we really shedding tears for them in the current economic climate?
Well, Ben, I mean, there aren't many people, are there, who are going to get all that upset if lawyers take home a bit less in their pay packet. But what's important here, I think, is the knock-on effect. Lawyers say that if their fees are cut, it would lead to fewer lawyers offering legal aid. And that would mean that people who are accused of crime being unable to get legal representation in court. Now, that's something that could well affect ordinary people. The lawyers also criticise these cuts by saying that they won't achieve what the government wants them to.
So what cuts are these?
Well, on October the 3rd, the amount of money that lawyers get paid for doing cases on legal aid is going to be cut. Now, the main cut is for representing cases at Crown Court. Now, the Crown Court cases are the more serious and usually the more complex ones. And what the government wants to do is to pay the same amount for a case at Crown Court, £565, as it does for a less serious case at the Magistrates' Court. Yeovil solicitor Gareth Webb says that could affect people's access to justice.
The problem is, as a lawyer, your obligations are to the client. And so you have to tell them what is the best thing for them and advise them to make a decision which is best for them. And the safest and best way to do that is without considering the money. The minute you start thinking about the monetary effects on you, you distort your judgment.
So why is the government doing this?
Well, there are two reasons. The first is to try to encourage people at the Magistrates Court stage of a case to plead guilty rather than doing that when they get to Crown Court. The big advantage, if that happens, is that they plead guilty early. It's a lot cheaper and easier for everybody. Now, they reason that if the lawyers get no more money for a case going to Crown Court, then the lawyers will encourage their clients to plead guilty. So that's the first reason. The second reason is, of course, to save money. This is taxpayers' cash that we're talking about. And some estimates say this cut alone to criminal legal aid could save £25 million. Now, in a statement, the Ministry of Justice told us that the current legal aid system overall, all the different types of legal aid, costs over £2 billion a year. The Ministry say the changes would ensure better value for the taxpayer and promote swift and efficient justice. And they say they're confident that the new rates will attract enough lawyers to provide legal representation. However, if it doesn't, one effect is that lawyers could pull out of doing legal aid work, and that would make it more difficult for people to get a lawyer to represent them. Andrew Otterburn is a legal consultant, and he's tried to work out what effects this cut will have.
We surveyed about 160 firms, which was a good sample, and we found that a supply base which was already fairly fragile was going to, first of all, be squeezed because of cuts in rates of pay, but then would be quite badly affected by actually the removal of large areas of work from being eligible for scope for legal aid. And the net effect was pretty dire.
So the lawyers here, Martin, are they just a little bit upset because they're going to be getting less cash?
Well, I mean, they're obviously not happy about that, but they say that it could affect the fundamental right to justice as well. Now, one lawyer I spoke to said that many defendants prefer trial by jury, and of course it's a right that goes back to the Magna Carta, the right to be tried by your peers. And the lawyers also say it's not their job to manage the court process on behalf of the government, and many have expressed doubts that reducing their fees will do the job they want it to do, that is, getting these guilty pleas in early. Now, they also suggest a frightening scenario where defendants who can't get a lawyer represent themselves in court. Now, that means they could end up cross-examining witnesses, possibly witnesses that they're accused of harming themselves. Can you imagine that? Now, Gareth Webb, the solicitor from Yeovil, says it really could happen if people can't afford lawyers.
The reality is many people can't. The cost of a Crown Court trial with a skilled barrister and a lawyer preparing could run into many thousands of pounds, and people would just simply make the decision to run the risk. The risk could be that people go to prison when they shouldn't, wrong decisions are made, and again, as I say, victims are dragged through trials when they really shouldn't be put through that process.
So what happens now?
Well, in terms of these cuts, Ben, they're pretty much done and dusted. As I said, they're coming in on October the 3rd. But interestingly, they're merely the first wave of cuts to legal aid across the spectrum. So these are cuts to criminal legal aid. Now, many other different areas are going to be affected as well. Family law, medical negligence among them. It's something that lawyers aren't going to be happy about in the months to come, and we'll keep you up to date.